Paul, what's it like, I guess, approach-wise coming into this one where both teams obviously haven't been on the ice for a week or so? What do you expect as a coach in that first period?
Well, expectations for the game. What we'll try to do is what Philly will do is try to play this game as simply as you possibly can until you get back into that rhythm of the game. It is unusual. I think this would be the longest break now for some of these guys than they would have seen in their professional careers, right? In season, we normally, you just don't see a break like this. So you saw it on the ice yesterday. You can see it. They are rested, right? Whether their hands, feet, and brain will all mesh together, we don't know, but they got more energy than they did when we left, for sure. The morning skate wasn't extreme boredom for them, so they're excited about the game tonight.
Does it help at all that both teams are coming off the same length of break? Because previous seasons, it wasn't like that.
Right. It's fair, right? We're both dealing with the same set of circumstances, and almost all of the group that have been sitting out are going to get into a pretty heavy schedule right away, so you would expect everybody's going to use their whole bench now, get everybody back into it, and it's a good thing, I think, that it's fair that we're all coming off a long break.
From our standpoint, it looked like a pretty loose group out there. Is that a product of coming back off a break?
I would rested, right? So there's a little more chirping on the ice there. You know, we finished with 9-16. There wasn't a whole lot of talking. We didn't practice, and there wasn't a whole lot of talk in the morning skates. It was just get ready to grind it out. But, yeah, I mean, you give a bunch of professional athletes some time to recover. It should be fast. Whether it's good or not, who knows, but it's going to be fast, I would think, tonight.
We asked Blake about what I said to you yesterday about the 34 and 69 days, and we asked how he'd handle it. He just said, work damn hard, was his words. But is that easier said than done to a man in that room?
No, because we won't view it as that, right? That'll just happen to us, kind of. At game 24, we'll probably be talking about it, right? The grind. Maybe a function of being in the West, certainly the new NHL, you don't practice very much anymore. And I think the players are probably, they're all right with that. They're fine just coming to play hockey games now. So there are two stretches left for us that are very intense in terms of the number of games. We finish on the road for four, so we're fairly evenly balanced up until that last trip. We'll make sure they get lots of rest.
Is there a chance that Sherrod will play tomorrow?
Correct.
Just a chance?
Yeah, so he felt really good today after yesterday's skate. If he comes back tomorrow and he feels that good, we'll watch the game tonight and see how we feel about it. Every day that we get a bit more rest with him, it's a positive, but he's in the window now that we'd have no problem playing him. I just didn't want that break off an injury and back-to-back.
How do you approach the four, closing the gap, the four games in Nashville that you have in hand with the Predators? Are you aware of it, the opportunity to...
We haven't spoken of the standings once this year, and we won't do that. We've got 64 points that will keep you out of the playoffs by probably 36, right? So you're nowhere near where you need to get to.
Okay.
When your captain answers a question like that about... Do you feel like that kind of attitude resonates through the club? And it didn't sound like it was a perfunctory answer from him.
He
took a second to answer it. So.
The value in that statement is that would be his approach from... I can only speak from the day that I got here. Mm-hmm. That's been the man. That's been now the captain of our team. His impact on how we approach games is... possibly that's the most important impact player in our room, right? He drives all things in our room. He has that attitude. He's not wading through it. He's not, hey, I'm going to try to rest myself for April. It's I got to be real good and real hard tonight, and that's why he's a great leader.
To be able to keep this pace, the winning pace you've had without Buffalo and without Ehlers, what does it say about how deep you are, and how do you think you've been able to do that?
Well, I'll flip the answer. It's been kind of the story of this team going back 4 years. We got into a stretch the first year that we made the playoffs, and I think we had 99 points, which was our franchise best. We had a stretch of time with five defensemen out of our lineup and survived it. So we've got depth now in the goal, which is a big part of it. Our goaltending has been a big factor in surviving injuries. When you take... You shouldn't be that affected by any one player, but you cannot replace Dustin Byfuglien. He's unique. all the other pieces then have to go. So our when our power play struggled a bit, our penalty kill was good. When we lost Dustin, he impacts both ends of the ice. He's actually, I think, analytically our best penalty killing defenseman, which would surprise people. So we've missed him for sure. And Nicky, we have lots of offense in this group. We have lots of guys that can score goals, but certainly. And then I guess the better answer is every time a player goes down, everybody feels terrible about it, but there's a whole bunch of guys going, I get to play more now. And on our right side on defense, Trouba and Myers have really excelled in the time that Dustin's been out.
This kind of depth is kind of rare in the league right now. I mean,
I would say that we consider ourselves not trying to be an above average hockey team, and there would be a bunch of them that have that depth and probably older depth. So we're still a very, very young team, but the top end has quite a bit of depth.
Part of that depth.
Well, we'll finish here.
All right. After a team has a long playoff run and a disappointment, sometimes the next season starts like it seems like a long way to April, and have a struggle through the regular season because there's no redemption until then. You guys seem to have avoided that. How?
We haven't earned the right to be arrogant, right? We had a good year, and it's really won. So we had 99 points 4 years ago, missed the playoffs. We went from 84 to 114. That doesn't make you good. If you're Pittsburgh or you're Chicago and you've run a bunch of Stanley Cups, you can relax your way through a regular season and still get to the playoffs. We haven't earned that right.
When you talked about the depth, Paul, you think Schrock can't play, Buffalo can't play, but is there almost an excitement and a anticipation of seeing what Niku can do next, because he's, it's been trial by fire from him and he's had some good outings lately?
Well, for sure, there's a huge advantage. He had a brilliant American League year, right? So this guy is a player. There's a learning curve for an offensive defenseman, and they see it here in Philadelphia with a couple of their young guys who've gone through it, that the pressure for him to come out and show his offense in these games, so difficult for a defenseman to do that at a young age and play well at the same time, right? You're hiding him on the ice. You're really worried about the matchup. We haven't really had that concern. His block of games here is a really great improvement from even, just his game in Montreal last year. I know he scored, but there were some read issues for sure in that game. And he, little tiny things. He's blocked three shots in two games for a guy that you got to be in the right spot to get in front of those pucks. So there's lots of growth. And it's really easy for the coach to say, but it's hung on the fact that we have Myers and Trouba there, right? So we can run those guys 25 minutes and we can get Sammy out in a good spot against the right competition for him to build confidence in his game.
Well, you mentioned having a young team. The coaches have talked about how as the league's gotten younger, there's more mistakes. As a coach, have you kind of changed how much you tolerate mistakes out of young players over the years? Like, because there are more, just generally more young players and there are more mistakes in a game that happen than
so
maybe.
We had this exact conversation at the All-Star game with the other coaches, yeah. Right? So they've all been around either as players or coached a long time. There was a point in time where a neutral zone turnover, the player just knew he was getting benched, right? And if it was a neutral zone turnover to a goal, nobody said anything. He just went down and sat on the end of the bench and was hopeful that it was just the period, not the rest of the game. And this is, I'm not exaggerating, but if you look at percentage of neutral zone turnovers, and I haven't checked it recently, so in the last week or two, the top eight teams in the National Hockey League, so they turn the puck over the least in the neutral zone, aren't in the playoffs. And there's a band of teams, and I think it's somewhere between 16 and 24 of the top six or seven teams. They turn the puck over more in the neutral zone. Some of it is the way that you defend, the way that you skate, but you have to, the more skill has come in, you have to allow those players to make those plays, to be as good as they can be. There's a threshold, clearly, how the puck gets turned over is important. But We by design, 3 years ago now, we got real young, and we put a lot of young guys in, and those guys don't manage the puck or the game or who they're playing against anywhere near as well as a veteran player will, you're going to have those, and we put them right back out there.